It's Paul Castain from YourSalesPlaybook.com with a quick sales tip. Now, first of all, no, I did not make a lame attempt at changing the theme for my podcast. Actually, that was me kind of messing around with the guitar, and it's actually quite fitting when you hear what today's topic is. Today, I really want you to think about something, and if you don't mind, I'm going to tell you a real quick story. There's been things in my life, as I'm sure you've had them in yours, that meant a lot to me. Things that I used to do and, you know, things, you know how it is, right? Like when you're younger, maybe you did certain things and then you get married and you get away from them. Some of that stuff is really good, right? Like that was kind of best left in our 20s or something like that. But then there's other things. Maybe we had favorite hobbies, or maybe there was just things that we liked to do to pass the time. And somehow, some way, over time, we got away from it. So let me tell you a real quick story. What happened with me was, as many of you know, I've been playing the guitar for a long time. And as you could hear from the intro today, now you know why I could never quit my day job, because I'm really not that good. But anyway, I've been playing a while, and it's something that I've enjoyed like for years and years and years. And a few years ago, I had taken the strings off of my acoustic guitar. I had to do some work on the guitar, and a lot of little left hooks came my way. My wife at that point had been diagnosed with breast cancer, and, you know, thank God we got through that, and she's fine now. And then shortly afterwards, I was starting Castain Training Systems, working on that and traveling and busy and everything else. And all of a sudden, I found myself continually putting off restringing that guitar. And yet, it's something that brought me a tremendous amount of joy and still does to this day. But I just kept putting it off. And it was just like the worst kind of procrastination, because I wasn't putting something off that I hated to do, like paperwork or having to deal with something awful. This was something that I really enjoy doing. And it's not something that really would take me a long time to restring a guitar. Those of you who are musicians, you know exactly what I mean. But about a week ago, we were having a party to celebrate my 50th birthday, which is actually going to be, the actual birthday is actually going to be this week, but with schedules and everything, we decided to do it last Saturday. So I said, man, it'd be kind of awesome to have the acoustic guitar. We're going to be sitting around the fire pit, maybe just do a couple of sing-alongs, kind of some fun stuff. And I restrung the guitar. And it may not seem like a big deal to you, but to me, it's everything. Several times this week, I stopped what I was doing, took a little break, played the guitar a little bit, after work, certainly practicing and getting back to it. But here's the point. It really isn't about my guitar playing. It really isn't about my acoustic guitar. It certainly isn't about my birthday or the things that mean a lot to me. It's about the things that mean a lot to you. Life is short. I think we're very good at scheduling business things, right? And we're good at doing those things. But what about the things that truly bring you joy? They might be a hobby. It might be something you always like to do. Maybe we have some other campers out there that you've been meaning to go camping forever and you just keep putting it off. Well, it's the beginning of the summer. And every summer, I always think about a bit of a summer bucket list, if you will, things that I want to do before the end of the summer. My son was the one who first brought that idea to me. He was making a little summer bucket list, all the things he wanted to do. So I do it every summer now. And I do it with everything from things that, like songs that I want to learn by the end of the summer. It might even be things, people that I want to have over by the end of the summer, certain amount of camping trips I want to take, maybe get the family away for some stuff. But what are some of the things that are near and dear to you that you need to slow down for a minute after today's quick tip and make a note to get back to those things, to the things that mean a lot to you? So with that, I'm Paul Castain from YourSalesPlaybook.com, and I'm inviting you to take the time to get back to the things that are very special to you. Take care, folks. Have a great week ahead.